What if we had the knowledge, the technology, the skills to make a suit that would protect our soldiers? It could protect them from bullets, from landmines, from rockets and suicide bombers, but unbelievably, we just didn't understand the importance of giving it to them. So instead of doing anything and everything to get this suit into the hand of our soldiers, we send them off to battle, have them stand on the front lines, get wounded, hopefully survive, maybe get put back together. Before we send them off, then we gave them the suit. Then, if we neglected our soldiers in that way, what kind of people would we be? But let me ask you another question. What if we had a suit that we could give to our children that would protect them as they encounter life? A suit built with knowledge, skills, and values that would guard them against the dangers of this world. But again, because we just didn't fully understand the importance of what we had to give, we just decided to allow other things to take priority, to push it aside. Well, I feel I need to tell you, we have such a suit of hope, of character, of leadership, a kind of suit that is better than military armor because it is designed to protect a heart that will beat beyond this world. But if we don't give this suit to our kids during this most critical time in their life, we might as well be saying to them, we're going to let you face the bullets of bad choices, the rockets of regret, the landmines of negative influences. And if you survive, we'll try to put you back together as best we can, and then we'll get serious about giving you the protection that you need. Then. Thank God we are not a people of then. We are a people of now. We will take our stand in the battle for our children, and we will face the enemy who comes against us. We won't wait for pain to teach our children about the God who heals. And we won't wait for mistakes to teach them about the character qualities found in His Word. We will do it now, when they're listening, when they're learning. We will give them the tools. We will give them the knowledge. We will give them an actual relationship with the Almighty Ruler and Creator of this world. Give your best and fight for your children. Don't ever say to yourself, they're just kids. For it is now that they deserve your passion, your commitment, and your utmost drive. For the kingdom of God belongs to them.
Morning. Can you hear me? Well, if you're a parent and you see that video, I don't know how it doesn't give you goosebumps. We all want what's best for our kids, right? We all want our kids to grow up and know God and to love God, and we want to protect their hearts. We want to protect their little bodies. And so many times we just leave it up to chance. And there's a better way. We have been given the handbook. We've been given the ability to not completely protect our kids. There's no way that we can ever protect our kids from everything, but we've got a book that guides us. We've got a community of people that will help us along the way to raise our kids and to take a lot of that chance out and to make sure that we're protecting our kids' hearts up front before some really critical damage happens. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for another gorgeous day. Holy cow, you just keep blessing us with good weather here at the lake, and we're thankful for that. But more than that, we're thankful that you love us. We're thankful that we get to come before you and worship you and just be together as your church. I pray that you'd speak to us today. I pray, I just pray a special blessing over each individual here, the families that are represented. I pray for each little kiddo here as we get into this message, as we focused on the kids this morning. And we just want to pause and say we love you and we thank you. And we thank you most of all for your son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, when it's done correctly, there's two really, really powerful forces that God uses to change the world. And one is the church, and one is the home. And the primary tasks of those two things are building God's kingdom by changing the hearts of men and women and changing the hearts of our sons and daughters. And what's interesting is they're both so intertwined. They both feed off each other. They both need each other. God never intended for them to be siloed, for them to be separate. He never intended for the family to be over here and the church to be over here. He intended them to work together and to feed off each other and to, you know, the old saying that it takes a tribe to raise a child. But he also never intended it for us to just drop our kids off and think that the church was going to do our job for us. Does everyone here agree that the church plays an important role in our kids' development, in our kids' development of maybe knowing who God is and especially seeing how the body of Christ is supposed to work together? Everyone agree to that? I mean, I don't know how we don't. I mean, whether it's children's church or whether it's youth group, whether it's in here this morning or Wednesday evenings, no matter what it is, the church for sure plays some role in that. Does everyone here agree that the home plays an important role in our kids knowing who God is? And right, there's no question of that. But it's funny, it's not funny at all, but there's been a shift over the last several decades of this thought process for parents of, it's like, well, I just don't know it well enough, or, you know, I'm going to leave it up to the professionals to teach my kids. They know it better. I don't want to mess them up, and so I'm going to make sure that they're learning it correctly, so I'm going to let the professionals teach my kids. And that's not what God intended. That's not. I understand that. I can understand feeling inadequate. I feel that often, and we often fail as parents. But that's not how God intended us to do this. It's interesting. There's been a ton of studies over the years, and one of those studies, it's the Think Orange. You've heard about Orange. It's interesting that Be the Church kind of morphed from Orange Sunday, and I'm not going to get into all that. But one of the studies that was done was that, just in a time-wise, did you know that the average church-going family, the average church-going child, the child whose family regularly attends church, the church gets to spend approximately 40 hours a year, not a week, a year, with your child. Now, we don't send our kids to school for 1 hour a week and expect them to be educated. We don't even send them to sports programs one time a week and expect them to learn sports. Can you imagine if one of the high school or junior high coaches came to their first meeting and said, "Hey kids, we're going to practice one time a week." Some of you, I know I would not be totally dissatisfied with that, with all the running around, but they wouldn't last very long. We know that we need more time with kids to really impact them. So 40 hours a year is what the church gets to spend with our kids. As parents, the average child, from the time they're born to the time they graduate from high school, the average time is 3,000 hours per year that we get to spend with our kids. The thing about that is that it greatly decreases as they get older. When they're little, I know some of you are thinking, I spend about 20,000 hours a year with my kids when they're little, even though there's only 8,700 hours in a year. It feels like that sometimes, but it goes like this. I promise you, it goes like this. And as they get older, we get less and less time with them. But we still get way more time. On an average, 3,000 hours we get to spend with our kids. So I'm not advocating that we need to be sending our kids to church for 3,000 hours a year. That's not the point here. The point is that nobody has the ability to influence your kids like you do. No one. The school doesn't, their kids, their friends don't. You do. but we have to be intentional about it. We have to be, we have to have a game plan. If we just think they're going to learn by osmosis, it's not going to happen. In the Bible, it talks about this in lots of different passages, but one of the great passages, if you throw up here, Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, Moses is talking to the Israelites, and he's handed out the Ten Commandments, and one of the things that he's sharing with the Israelites is the importance of this. Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, it says, if you guys want to stand, we'll read it together. How about that? Ready? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your gates. You can sit down. He says, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and you walk along the road. Obviously, we don't walk along the road. We get to drive now. But driving is a great time to be talking casually to your kids about God and about his dreams for them. When you lie down, when you wake up, talk about it in the morning, right before you go to bed. God's saying, talk about this with your kids all the time. It's not enough to just right before we eat to pray, right before we go to bed to pray. It's all the time. We should be using this amazing time that we have, these 3,000, and I know that seems daunting, but it gets less and less. 3,000, we get to influence our kids. But we've got to be intentional about it. The awesome thing is that we don't have to do it by ourselves. Some of you are thinking, well, gosh, I don't even know where to start. I don't know how to do it. The good thing is that you don't have to do it by yourself. You've got an amazing community right here. We've got all kinds of people who love on your kids each week, and we're here to the church is here to equip you as parents. And so one of the things that normally happens, obviously not today, but normally happens is that the kids go back and they get loved on by our awesome staff and our awesome volunteers that are helping with the babies. And the babies and up to three-year-olds are still back there, but the pre-K and the kindergarten through fifth grade, and then the youth, once they get into sixth and seventh grade, all the way through high school, we have some amazing people that love on them that you guys get to use as a resource. So one of the things that I want you guys to see, I'm hoping that sometimes on Sunday morning after Sunday service that these kids, they are amazing. And I hope that you're getting to have some conversations with them right after church. I hope that you're getting to, during the week, get to ask them about what they're learning back there. Because it's really impressive. All year long they have been back there learning a lot of the same stories that we have been in here. And they're like little sponges. They are so stinking smart. Whenever I was their age, I think I was still eating dirt. But they are just soaking in God's Word. And so what I'd like to do today is just for the opportunity, if you haven't had some of those conversations, or maybe you don't have kids back there, I'd like for the opportunity just real quick to kind of get a glimpse to see of some of the things that they're getting to learn back in there. So if you're back there, if you're from third grade or 3 years old all the way up to fifth or sixth grade, why don't you guys make your way up here? Can you guys come on up here? If you usually go to children's church, come on back or come on up here with me because I need your help. You guys can all just, why don't we just kind of make a little circle right here? How you guys doing today? You guys doing good? Yeah. You guys can all sit down. Why don't you guys just kind of sit down? Why don't you guys kind of make a little circle over there? Oh, that's perfect. This is good. They listen as well as my kids. There he is. All right, how you guys doing today? You guys doing good? Hey, thank you guys for coming up here and helping me this morning. You guys have been doing an awesome job back there. It's so neat to see the way that you guys are learning about God and singing to God and just worshiping God. So you guys want to help me this morning and tell our parents and the church what we've been doing? Does that sound good? We got to be real loud, though, because they're really old and they can't hear real well. So can you guys be loud?
Yeah!
Okay, awesome, awesome. Well, can you guys tell me what book in the Bible have you guys been studying this year? Just blurt it out. Go ahead.
Romans.
Romans. That's right, Romans. And who wrote Romans?
Paul.
Paul. That's right, Paul wrote Romans. And what was Paul's original name?
Saul.
That's right. That's right. And why did God change his name from Saul to Paul?
He changed his life.
He changed his life. That's right. He met Jesus, didn't he? Isn't that awesome? Well, why did he write Romans? Do we know why he wrote it?
To the Romans.
Yeah, who did he write it to?
The Romans.
He wrote it to the Romans. That's right. And what was he trying to teach those Romans? What's that?
He was
why they needed God? That's right. Can you guys say why they needed God? Who else needs Jesus?
Us.
That's right. Do our parents need Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything else we need other than Jesus really in this life? No.
No.
He's enough for everything, isn't he? If we know him, he will fill us with everything we need. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Tell me a few of the other things that you guys have been learning about Jesus. Tell me this and about God. What did God create? God created what?
Everything.
Everything. That's right. God created everything. And God knows
everything.
That's right. Does he know even about the things that you guys did? What if you didn't tell anybody? What if there was something really good that you did? Does he still know about that?
Yeah.
That's right. What about something bad, if a bad secret? He knows about that stuff, right? Awesome. Well, tell me this. God is all what?
Powerful.
That's right. He's big enough for all of our problems, right?
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. And tell me this last thing. God loves
us,
everyone. That's right. God loves me. And does God love everybody out there? Yeah. These guys, these students and their teachers back there are amazing. And one of the things, not just these kids, but the real little kids and the babies and stuff, Nat, if you'd come up here. One of the things that the Potter's House leadership team wants to do and these kids want to do is just thank anyone who has served back there, whether staff or whether volunteers. If you've helped in any way with the kids, if you would please stand up. These kids, would you guys run over there to Miss Natalie and grab a piece of bread? Listen to me real quick. Grab a piece of bread, go out there and hand it to whoever's standing up, and then come back here and sit down with me, would you? So please stand up if you guys have served. I know there's a lot more than one person out there. Stand up. Yeah, stand up, please, if you've served back there. And a lot of them are back there serving right now, so. Can you guys run? Good job. Everybody got, hey, there's one back there in the back. The mean old guy back there. I know you don't want to give him, oh, he's got, yeah, but he wants one too. He wants one too. We know, yeah, he wants two. All right, kids, come on back up here real quick. Okay, one of the other things that they do back there every week is what else do we do back there? Do we worship God? How's one of the ways that we worship God? We sing, that's right. So you guys, we're going to sing with these guys out here, and they're going to need some help. So can you guys stand up? Can you guys stand up? And would you guys stand up? We're going to sing a couple songs, and these guys are going to lead us. We have a lot, they have a lot more fun back there than sometimes we do in here. They've got some motions, and so they're going to be on the, they're going to be on the pictures, and you guys can see them back there. And so we're going to need you guys to help them sing and help them do the motions. Does that sound good? You guys ready? I'm going to get out of your way so you guys can lead, and you guys can see right back there, all right? Are you ready? Okay. Okay, you guys lead us in one more?
Yeah.
One more. Okay, one more. We need a little better participation from the adults, don't you think? Say, come on, Mom and Dad. Okay, number 7. Learning to be the light.
What you did for me, you gave me something I want everyone to see. When we stumble and it all goes wrong, only you can make it right. So I say, oh, I'm learning to be the light. Whoa, whoa, I'm learning to be the light.
Hey, you guys can all sit down. Let's make a big circle. You guys sit down. I won't keep you up here for much longer, but you guys just sit. I'm going to talk to our parents real quick, okay? But you guys listen so that you make sure they're following up with what I'm saying, okay? Okay. Well, I know. I understand it. It's hard to be a parent. It's hard to be a parent. It's probably always been hard to be a parent. It seems like it's harder to be a parent now with the demands of what extracurricular activities and what these, with technology and just all the things that these kids struggle with today. It's not easy to be a parent. It's not. I know. I fail at it all the time. I feel inadequate. I know you guys do. Just ask my kids how often I fail at being a good parent. But it's okay. You're not going to do it perfect. But one of the things, there's three questions that I think it's important that we ask. One of the things in business that we're big on is having a business plan, having a plan of action, and having these big goals. And it's one of those things that if you don't look at them very often, pretty soon you lose sight of the direction you're supposed to go, and it's no different in raising our kids. And one of those dreams is, or one of those questions that I want you guys to just be mindful, whether you write these down or whether you think about these, I would encourage you to write them down and think about this. Are our dreams in line with God's? Are our dreams in line with God's? Are our dreams in line with our spouse's? And the last question is what is, Jay is always asking this, what is God's dream for our kids? What is God's dreams for our kids? And I think about that all the time, and it hits my heart a lot, because most of the time I'm like, God, please do not let me mess up what it is you have going for my kids. Help me to get them there. And if we can constantly have those three questions on our minds, or if we can have them written down somewhere, if we can be thinking about those three things and be intentional about making sure that our dreams are in line with God's, making sure that they're in line with our spouses, and helping our kids to realize their dreams, it will go a long, long way in the direction that our family goes. But we have to be intentional. I love our mission statement here at the Potter's House. Our mission statement is that the Potter's House exists to be the church to make Christ-committed followers who make Christ-committed followers in our community and around the world by teaching and living the pure Word of God. The Potter's House exists to be the church by making Christ-committed followers who will make Christ-committed followers in our community and around the world through relevantly teaching and living the pure Word of God. There's no better place to start that mission than at home. There's no more important place to start that mission than at home, to relevantly living and teaching the pure Word of God. We've been talking a lot about teaching, but honestly, in parenting, more things are caught than taught. Your kids are constantly watching you. They're constantly, it's great that we want to be teaching them, we want to be telling them about God's love and about God's plan, but more than anything, they're going to be watching you and seeing how you live that out in your own life. And so I want to challenge you, if that's something that you struggle with, to work on that, because your kids are watching you. The Potter's House is very committed. We want to commit to equipping our families to be the spiritual, especially the parents, to be the spiritual leaders in our kids' lives. The church for sure wants to be a part of it, but our job is more to equip you, and you guys are the ones that are going to have to be the ones to go out and change your kids' lives. And I know, as we talked about earlier, that can seem daunting, that sometimes you don't, maybe you're just trying to figure this whole Jesus thing out together, that you're not real sure yet of everything. You feel like you don't know the Bible well enough. I promise you, it's okay. If you will just take the time to look at these kids and to take these kids, whether it's at breakfast or whether it's at dinner, and you'll just take some time and go through the Word together and talk about God's dreams for your family together, He will honor that. You will grow. They will grow. It will be so much more beneficial for your family than just dropping them off here on Wednesday night or Sunday morning And I promise you, your kids' lives will be so much more changed if you are the ones doing that. And again, I know it can seem daunting, and you can say, well, I don't even know where to start. And so we want to give you guys three easy things that you can walk away with today that'll just kind of help jumpstart bringing God into your family and being intentional about it. And the first one is that it's, and we didn't set it up this way, but literally next weekend we are having a parenting seminar. Jay and Faith are teaching. It's called 31 Memos. And these 31 memos, memos that Jay is going to be going through and Faith are going to be going through, I promise you are life-changing. If it is not too late to register, it's starting Friday night at 6 or 7? 7 o'clock. It starts Friday night at 7 o'clock, and then and then we'll pick back up Saturday morning, and you'll be done early afternoon. So if you guys hear that, you guys tell your parents, next weekend, there's a parenting seminar. Say, Mom, Dad, you guys need to go to that, right? So there's a parenting seminar already in place that you're going to get to hear awesome, awesome teaching, awesome biblical teaching that if you will put those principles in place, it will change your family's life. The second thing that I want to encourage you guys to do is maybe the most powerful thing that you can do as a family, and that's serve together. And today just happens to be the Church Sunday. So what a better time to grab these kiddos, grab your family, and not right now, but after church, there's a table set up right there where you can sign up to serve as a family. Now, if you have little kids, I would suggest don't go picking up trash alongside the Interstate 5, unless you don't like your kids. So pick something that's age appropriate, but there's several things back there that as a family you can serve together, because there's nothing that will bring you closer together as a family than serving together. And so be the Church Sunday. What a great time. It'll be the best 1 to 3 hours that you have all week, I guarantee it. And the last thing, and I know these kids are getting antsy and everybody else is getting antsy, but the last thing we want to do as a church is we want to give you guys something. Whether you have brand new babies, whether you have maybe a grandbaby that's with you all the time, or a grandkid that's with you all the time, but if you have kids all the way up into seventh grade, we have a gift for you guys, and we have a gift for these kiddos. It's called the Jesus Storybook Bible. And if you haven't read it is, in my opinion, one of the best children's Bible that I've ever seen written. It's, our kids have just worn it out. And it goes from Genesis all the way through Revelation. It doesn't have every story in the Bible, but it gives an overview of God's plan. And it talks about His love and His dream for these kids and His dream for you. And so we want, as a leadership team, we wanted to give you guys something that you could take home and use right away. So hey guys, if you guys would do me a favor, go over here. I'm going to hand you guys a book. When you get your book, you go back and you sit with your parents, okay? Can you guys do that? Okay. There you go. Parents, this is an awesome book. Right before bed. If you already have one, hand it to another family that you know needs one or would like one. No, I'm going to just give them you already got several. Okay, go give it to a friend. Thank you. Oh, thanks. Okay. If you want one, or if you know a family that wants one, they're right up here. Oh, sorry, sweetie. Please come up and grab one. They don't do us any good just sitting here on our bookshelves. Let's give these kids a round of applause today. Thank you, guys. I just want to sum this up by encouraging you guys that it is not too late. It doesn't matter if you've got brand new babies or if your kids are 25 years old. It is not too late to start loving on your kids and start being the spiritual heads of your household. So please, if you need anything, if you have any questions, please grab me or one of the elders or Jay or anybody that you know. Just know that you do not have to be, you don't have to do this on your own. You've got an amazing church family that wants to come beside you and equip you with the resources and equip you with the knowledge and help you walk through this. Because I know it's not easy being a parent. So let's just pray. And then I know after church we've got food back there. What is that? Oh, benevolence. Do you want to start? Is that they just do it through the door? Okay, there's a benevolence fund. If you feel like throwing something in the box there, that would be great. It's benevolence. But today is Be the Church Sunday. It's an awesome day to serve and to serve as a family. So let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day again. I thank you for the opportunity to be your hands and feet. I pray that as families we would do that. That we would stop believing the lies and that we would just put our trust and our faith and our hope in you, God. I pray that we would hear your small, quiet voice and that we would obey it. I pray that you'd equip every mother and father, every grandparent here who has little ones or aunt and uncles, whoever it is, God, that it has the ability to speak the truth into these kiddos' lives, that you would use them. I pray for our kids. I pray for our church that we can honor you in the way we live, the way that we do Sunday morning, the way that we do Wednesday night, the way that we just live our lives, because we know what happens right now isn't nearly as important as what happens when we walk out these doors. So we just love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, today we really get to go out there and do it together. We're doing it every week, but you guys ready? Ready? All right. Thank you, guys.